गोपी जान बालावा गिरिवर नारी गोपी जान बालावा गिरिवर नारी यशोदा नंदना व्रज जन रंदना यशोदा नंदना व्रज जन रंदना यशोदा नंदना व्रज जन रंदना जमुना तीरा वन छ जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय रामा कुंजवे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
You can clap your hands.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Sri Srimad Sivakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Iskam Samstapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki. Grantara Srimad Bhavatam ki. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, text number 21. Oh, we have the verse. We can. Yes. Okay. Eta deva I deva gayanti. Aho amisham kim akari shovanam. Prashana esham shrid uta swayam bahiri hari. Jair janma labdham nrishu bharata chirem. Mukunda swe Seva upad yakam spriyahinaham. Aho amisham kimakari sovanam. Asana esham sirta swayambari. Eta deva I deva gayanti. Aho amisham kimakari shobanam. Entonces, Aham Isham Vimakari Shobhanam. That this Eva indeed he certainly Deva all the demigods Gayati chant Aho oh Amisham of these inhabitants of Bharatavarsha Kim what Akari was done Sovanam pious beautiful activities. Prashanaha pleased Esham upon them, sweet or Uta, it is said, Swayam personally, Arihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yahi, by whom Janma, birth, Labda. Obtained Nrishu in human society Bharata Ajire in the courtyard of Bharatavarsha Mukunda the Supreme Personality of Godhead who can offer liberation Seva Aupayakam which is the means of serving Spriya desire, he indeed, Naha, our. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods and in heavens speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human births in Bharatavarsha to execute devotional service, but these human beings are already engaged there. Purport. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 9, verse 41. Bharata Bhumite Aila Manusya Janma Jara Janma Sartaka Karikara Para Upakara. One who has taken his birth in as a human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatavarsha, for executing devotional service. In Bharatavarsha, all the acharyas contributed their experience, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatavarsha how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in the special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful. If one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Saivora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna devotees, welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. We have 40 minutes exactly. So let me start with make a parenthesis in this class. I want to mention today is a special day for the resident of this temple because it's the appearance of one of the brahmacharis here, the birthday, yes, of Acharyanishtha Prabhu. Right? So thanks Prabhu for inspire us with your service of Sankirtan. Distributing thousands of books. So thanks for inspiring me. Okay, let's take a look this verse. We can say that we have like two or three topics to analyze here. Okay. Number one, the importance of the human form of life. Okay. Number two, glories of Bharatavarsha. And number three is the glories of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Okay. But we need to start from the beginning. So first of all, the importance of human life. We heard about this topic so many times, right? And the demigods, has explained here in the Bhagavad Gita, or in the Bhagavatam, the demigods aspire to obtain or achieve this human form of life. But they are not the only ones who wants to achieve this human form of life. I'm going to give an example that maybe it's not the best example. I didn't take birth in Bharatavarsha, so I took birth in this western side. And in the western side, we have a lot of stories that we know. Raise your hand if you hear about this story. Pinocchio? Okay. And the people who never heard about Pinocchio? Wow. Okay, maybe you are wondering why this guy mentioned Pinocchio here in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, is contaminating the atmosphere of Srimad Bhagavatam class. But sometimes the stories are very graphic to understand some topics. And I don't know if you remember, the people who know the story. I mean, we have the version of Disney world, no? But the original version is more dark. No, it's not so innocent. It's the character of the story is very complicated and dark, Pinocchio. So the thing is that, summarizing the story, Pinocchio is a toy made of good, right? And Geppetto, his creator. And then there is another character that is Jiminy Cricket, okay? Who is like Paramatma for Pinocchio, no? The consciousness of Pinocchio. And then we have other characters. But the thing is that Pinocchio, his intense desire was obtain a human form of life. So the blue fairy descend and said, okay, Pinocchio, I'm going to give you a human form of life, but you have to develop a good behavior. No, don't tell lies, never, and try to be sincere, different things, right? And finally, Pinocchio, he obtained the human form of life. But we can ask now, why have this human form of life is so important, not only for Pinocchio, for the demigods too. And the reality, or the fact, is that in the world, we all know, that maybe is the world that is destroyed world, no? So in the world we all know, the human race or the human being is not so, is not a big deal. We are human beings, right? We know that what is the meaning of be a human being. And the human being has a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. And is an unqualified species or race. Maybe these demigods or this Pinocchio, they don't know or they didn't know some of the most famous thinkers or philosophers in this Western side. For example, do you know Nietzsche? Yes. He said that the planet Earth has a skin, and the skin has a disease, and the disease of the Earth, in this case, it is called man. Another Latin phrase says that homo hominis lupus est. That means the man is a wolf to man, right? So this type of quotes describes the danger that is the human being for other human beings and for other species too. So the question is, why the demigods they want to take birth in human form? Maybe because Krishna is Manusham Rupam. He has a human form too. Maybe. We don't know. But if we focus in the human being, it's impossible to have an answer. We need to understand this topic, we need to focus in the atmosphere where the human being is involved. And in this case, the atmosphere is No, the material world. Yes. And that is the reason because the demigods wants to take birth as a human, in the human form. They are executing, of course, devotional service in other varshas. But it's like a mixture. No, it's not pure devotional service. It's like karma mishra bhakti, right? So the human form of life in this planet Earth has the particularity that we have a mixture, perfect mixture between enjoyment and suffering. And because we have this mixture between enjoyment and suffering, we are able to make questions about who am I, or what is the purpose of life, or different questions. And these questions are mentioned in the Vedanta Sutra. What is the verse, famous verse of the Vedanta Sutra, the famous quote? Yes, now, therefore, inquire in the absolute truth. And we know that now, according to the Acharyas, means human form of life. Exactly. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that the animal can be domesticated, but the if we, in some other words, if the human being satisfy his desires restrictively, is worse than an animal. Don't you think that? So it's worse than an animal. So that is the first point of this verse, the importance of human form of life. That is the mission of the human form of life, if is reestablish or awake his dormant conscious about Krishna. Then the second are the glories of Bharatavarsha, or India. Bharatavarsha, as we know, it's not only India. In the beginning of the of this cosmic manifestation, we can say, was the all planet Earth, Bharatavarsha. But Srila Prabhupada here is specifying that it's India. And why India is so special? We have so many cultures in the world. So why India is so special? I don't know if you know this. Maybe you know this joke. It's mentioned by His Holiness Hanuman Prasad Swami sometimes, that the joke is there is a heaven, European heaven, and the what is the other side? The hell, European hell. In the European heaven, we find that the British are the police, like Interpol or something like that. It's the best police in the world, the best secret services. Then we have the Italians are the lovers, the French are the cookers, the Germans are the engineers, Mercedes-Benz or something like that. And finally, the Swiss are the judge or the administration. But in the European hell, we find that the British are the cookers. And there is an explanation because, I don't know, in British, the food of all the population, the most common food is fish and chips. No? They say like fish and chips. That's very common. It's not too much taste, no, in that food. So the worst cookers. British, the French are the engineers. No? Awful. It's like Citroën, no? Horrible car. And then we have the German, the police. Whoa. The German are the police. We know Hitler, Second World War II is not the best position. The Swiss are the lovers. They have like a cold heart, so it's not a good deal. And finally, the Italians are the judge. Like, do you know mafia? We are here in Chicago, and we know something about the mafias and different things. So there is not the best position. So every culture, this joke is for explain that every culture has something to give to others. And what is the thing that Bharatavarsha or India has to share with others? Spirituality, yes. There is a Britannic Encyclopedia, and there is a whole section of the Britannic Encyclopedia that talks about philosophy. But they don't talk about the philosophy of the Greeks or Roman, or they talk about philosophy of India, the different philosophies. So the one of the best gifts that India has to share with the world is his philosophy, their philosophy, spirituality. I never traveled to India before, so I would like to do it someday, if you give me your benedictions, or visit the Braja Dham, or Mayapur. But I have to be sincere, I am not too attracted to the Indian culture yet. I like the spoon. I don't like to eat with my hand. Yes. Sorry, I had to be sincere. Maybe in the future I purify my heart and I start to eat with my hand, but I like the spoon. I don't know if you know the Hanuman Prasad Swami, he always tell a story that Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he has a heritage, like his aunt was a very important woman in the Austrian society. Very, very important woman. So he has that kind of karma, no? Tamal Krishna Maharaj had that kind of karma. And he was like very learned man and something like that. And he, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, invited Hanuman Prasad Swami to have a meeting, no, like GBC meeting. And when Hanuman Prasad Swami entered to the meeting, was like a huge, enormous temple, no, like magnificent house, no, it's very special house. And the table was very large, and there are the senior devotees, sannyasis, and everything. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj in the table, no, in the corner of the table, and he said, "Gentlemen," and everybody stand up now. And Hanuman Prasad Swami he is very simple, no? And he, what are they doing, no? And prasadam is served, no? And the servants enter, very like perfect, no? And the servants enter and they start to serve. And please take seat, no? The sannyasis take seat. And they, when they are going to eat prasadam, no? Hanuman Prasad Swami find the like three forks, no, three spoons, different kind of tools to eat, no. So he thinks, I am not, this is not my karma, no. But we find different cultures, right? And not always it's easy to take a culture. But Bharata Varsha is one of the most best cultures in the world. Srila Prabhupada explains that in India, there is the only place, one place in the world where we can develop human civilization. And that place is Bharata Varsha and his culture. Mm-hmm. So, finally, the verse, if you read the verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is quote here, Prabhupada explained that it's a responsibility of all the inhabitants of Bharata Varsha who take birth there. Raise your hand if you take birth in, or took birth in Bharata Varsha. Okay. So it's your responsibility, like we have like six, to spread the Krishna conscious movement. All the rest, I don't know. But it's your responsibility. And even if you take birth in the Indian family, maybe you are American or something like that, but you have the responsibility too, because something remains of that culture, in that family, something. So you have to do it again. But Srila Prabhupada explained that because the movement of Lord Chaitanya, we have the opportunity to be engaged in Sankirtan Yagya. And finally, everybody has that has contact with the movement of Lord Chaitanya, has the responsibility to spread the glories of Bhakti Yoga. Not only Indians, or, yes, everybody. So, one person asked Srila Prabhupada, why didn't not Lord Chaitanya distribute the Krishna consciousness all over the world by himself? And Srila Prabhupada responds, that says it is safe for me. Yeah? I mean, you know? So, the last point that we have here to share is the glories of Lord Chaitanya's movement. And that is the case, in my particular case, in this I never take birth in India or Bharatvarsha. I took birth here in this continent. And my feelings about this are like, I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity. Every morning when we sing the Guru Puja, there is the last word of Guru Puja, no? Patita Pavana, Srila Prabhupada, Patita Pavana. How is the translation? Yes. So I think by myself, yes, he saved me because I'm not pious at all. No. You don't know my past. So is it true that the movement of Lord Chaitanya is very magnificent? So for that reason, I want to share with you, to finish the class, one beautiful song. I can tell you this is Paramakaruna, the song. And we can read the translation. I need a volunteer to spread this. Ah, everybody has? No. Anyone here knows how to play Dadra Tal? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No? In Mridanga? You know how to play? Okay. So I need the harmonium. And so let me tell you something about this song. If you read the Srila Prabhupada in Venezuela, it's a book by Jagat Chakshur, that now the Jagat Chakshur is Bhaktisundar Swami. He write this beautiful book about the when Prabhupada visit visit that Prabhupada made to South America was in Venezuela. And when Prabhupada entered in this temple, there is explained in the book, Prabhupada saw the Gornitai deities. And they were doing kirtan, Guru Puja. And when they finished, Prabhupada said, "We are very fortunate to, because we have these two Prabhus here, Gauranitai. And there is a beautiful song. Could you follow me?" said Prabhupada. And in the book, there is an explanation that Prabhupada was watching the deities, the beautiful golden feature of Gauranitai. And without any instrument, he started to sing. Paramakaruna. And when he pronounced the first two words, after that, his voice was like, yes. And automatically tears emanate from his eyes. And well, then, if you continue the reading of the book, you find a very beautiful explanation about Srila Prabhupada and that the relationship with this song. No? So, anybody wants to read the translation?
The two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. But Lochan Das regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement.
So, Lochan Das Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, try to be focused in the song, sing with your heart. We can start with the rhythm. Kartas? More power.
Parama karuna paundu vijanai nitai Gaura Chandra. 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 Sarashiro mani sabhavata, Sarashiro mani sayavata, Sarashiro mani sabhavata, Sarashiro mani kevalananda kanda, kevalananda kanda, kevalananda kanda, kevalananda kanda. Bajo bajo bai Chaitanya nitai Shudrida Vishvashakori. 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 Vishaya chadiya Serase Maria, Visaya Chariya, Serase Maria, Visaya Chariya, Serase Maria, Visaya Chariya. Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari, Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari, Mukhe bolo Hari Hari, Mukhe bolo Hari Hari, त्रिभुवने नाये मोना दयाल दाता देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवने नाये मोना दयाल दाता पशुपाकी जुरे पशना वेदारे पशुपाकी जुरे पशना वेदारे पशुपाकी जुरे पशना वेदारे पशुपाकी जुरे पशना वेदा सुंदर नागा गुना गाता सुनी जनरा गुना गाता सुनी जनरा गुना गाता संसारे मोहिया रोहिली पोरिया से पदे नहिलो आशा अपन करम उदय समाना अपन करम उदय समाना काओ ये लोचन दासा काओ ये लोचन दासा परम करुणा वहुंदु विजाना इनिताई गौरा चंद्र परम करुणा वहुंदु विजाना इनिताई गौरा चंद्र हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai. Well, we finish the class here. If you have any comment or question, or we can finish the class here. Yes, Sukadev.
I asked this question like 10-20 times so far, but I'm trying to convince myself better. So your answer will only add to the existing answers. So as someone born in India, it's like there is this thing called familiarity breeds contempt. So sometimes I think that all the acharyas and all the most of the incarnations and most of the avatars are all born in India. So I understand philosophically that it's what we are practicing is Sanatana Dharma, but I mean, analytically speaking, they're all born in India, so it seems more like a religion from India. And how is it that it's a religion that's practiced all over the universe and it's the best religion known to the mankind, and even demigods die to practice this religion of chanting Hare Krishna. So how do you understand it?
So one person asked me one time, why Krishna take birth in India and no in another place? No, why so important India or something like that? And I remember, no, maybe you can help me because I don't remember the verse exactly, but when Krishna speaks to Narada, he said that wherever is my devotees are chanting my glories, I'm going to appear there. No. What? And where is the verse? Yes. Okay. It's a beautiful verse. I have to memorize. So, and I gave that question. So, yes, specifically here in this shastra is mentioned Bharata Varsha, but wherever in this cosmic manifestation where the devotees are glorifying Krishna, Krishna is going to appear there. The fact, Krishna said that. So that is my understanding about that. Yes, please.
There are two things in the question when someone asks like that. One is that from Krishna's perspective, he's not thinking this is India, that is America, because such borders don't exist. What we have overlaid with time is these demarcations. This is India, this is Pakistan, this is Afghanistan, this is Egypt, America, like that. These boundaries are man-made. So when we say India, the incarnations appeared in India, if you look at history, that may be anywhere else, not just that particular place. Like Afghanistan was part of India, Pakistan was India, Bangladesh was India, far reaching out there are other places that were part of India. All of Nepal was India, parts of Russia was India. In fact, there's a description in the Bhagavatam that beyond the Himalayas lies such and such area where such king came. So when it means India, from the perspective of the Vedic view, it means planet Earth. And over time, because of historical changes, India has now become just one little subcontinent. So what we are doing in analytic view is we are overlaying a material historical event on something else. And we are mixing the two. Krishna is not like, oh, those are Americans, I don't want to be there. It's not like that. But within that tract of land called Bharatavarsha, the entire planet Earth, there is Vrindavan, which happens to be located there. But at the same time, there are other personalities who appeared in different places.
Yes, it's very interesting, because in addition with this, yes, in other countries nearby India, no, Indonesia, for example, or other, there are even the streets called Rama or different things. And there are reminiscences of the Vedic culture in different places, or the in the Greeks philosophy, they have their own god that is called Zeus or Zeus, And it's, we can say that it's similar to Indra or something like that. So it's maybe I am not an expert to analyze that, but I hear something about, no, it's, everything is connected in some way or another. Maybe not in 100%, but there is a remaining sense in every place about Krishna. So thanks, Rahul, for your comment. Well, Prakta Rahul, the last, and we finish here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Didn't Lord Ramakandra have his pastimes in where, like, South America is located today?
It's a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you that question.
I hear something about that in South America, but I never hear the Rama names before. Yeah, I came from South America. So, but there is an explanation about that. I don't know where. What is the source of that explanation? But we can. Yes, the devotees say in general, but we don't know. Yes, I hear. Yes. The thing is that, for example, the Amazonas, this is in like a parenthesis. In the Amazonas, there is explanation that if you are very, you have lusty desires, no, you take birth as a tree. So if we analyze that, Brazil and the Amazonas are the place where they are most lusty. A living entities, you know, because there's a lot of trees there. But I don't know specifically with the incarnation of the Lord if they appear there. We can investigate a little bit. So thanks for the question, bro. Okay, we finish here. Srila Prabhupada ki.